Chapter 3. Uncle Hendreary. Homily and Pod go into Arietti's bedroom.
"We want to tell you about Uncle Hendreary,"
Homily says.
"You must know the truth."
"I know about Uncle Hendreary,"
Arietti says.
"He emigrated with Aunt Loopy and their children. Now they live in a rabbit hole in a big field near here."
"But do you know why?"
Homily says.
"Maybe they wanted to live outside, in the sun,"
answers Arietti.
"I want that too."
"No,"
Homily says.
"He emigrated because a human saw him upstairs."
"Arietti, we've got gates and you can't open them,"
Pod says.
"Do you know why?"
"No, why?"
Arietti asks curiously.
"It's because you mustn't go upstairs. It's very dangerous there,"
Pod explains.
"We've only got one child. You. We worry about you a lot. Uncle Hendreary and Aunt Loopy have got two children now,"
Pod explains.
"But in the past, there were three children. There was also a daughter called Eglantina."
"What happened to her?"
Arietti asks.
"A human saw Uncle Hendreary upstairs one day. But nobody explained this to Eglantina,"
Pod says.
"The next day, she decided to go upstairs and explore for the first time. There was a new cat there. It discovered Eglantina and..." "Eglantina never returned home,"
says Pod quietly. He's silent for a moment, then he continues.
"Uncle Hendreary and his family decided to emigrate after that."
"That's terrible,"
says Arietti.
"But why are you telling me this now?"
"A human saw your father upstairs today,"
Homily says slowly.
"Now we've got a big problem."
"That's bad,"
Arietti says.
"Maybe our humans want to buy a cat too. Can't we emigrate?"
"No, we can't,"
Homily says.
"I love this place."
"But I don't. I hate it,"
Arietti interrupts.
"I can't go outside. I can't play with other children."
She starts to cry.
"I always stay in the house. It's not fair."
"Maybe one day your father can take you to borrow things,"
Homily says slowly.
"Oh, yes. When?"
Arietti exclaims.
"I can't take her with me,"
Pod says.
"It's dangerous."
"But she must see different things. She must have new interests,"
Homily says.
"Now kiss your father, Arietti, and go to sleep."
"Good night, father."
Arietti goes to sleep, and Homily and Pod talk quietly. Pod is worried, but finally, Homily convinces him.